Hello, what's going on, guys? And happy late Thanksgiving. I hope y'all Thanksgiving was gravy, such as mine. Today we got another one, you know, coming from Revolt. It says the black men discuss why they aren't quick to be vulnerable about their problems at Revolt World. This story is by Aria Bell. Okay. It says, according to a few hip-hop artists who are special guests at Revolt World, black men don't like to be judged or deemed weak for sharing their feelings. Royce, the 5'9", moderated a panel that included G Herbo, Styles P, Fivo Foreign, Dr. Jeff J. Rocker, where they focus on how mental health fits into the culture. Following the men talking about how being prepared for what came with being famous, they dive deep into how culture factors society expectation in the hip-hop community after the way the mental health is perceived and addressed. Chicago native G Herbo expressed his sentiments about how it's expected for men, especially black men, to show themselves in a strong realignment light since they are supposed to be providers, which has had a negative impact because humans are complex and have a range of emotions. We are stigmatized because as a black man, every man could attest to this. I need help. We ain't asking nobody for nothing. We just learned that. That's generational trauma from our fathers, our grandfathers. You don't ask no man for nothing. We look at it like a weakness. The PTSD rapper disclosed. Like me coming to you, knowing you give it to me out the kindness of your heart, we are still ain't even gonna come and ask for help. If we got the help, we got the resources, you lean on somebody. We not lean on them. You feel what I'm saying? We need it. What else is saying? This caused Fivo to jump in the conversation to propose a couple of the other reasons he personally doesn't feel safe to open up when he's struggling with a situation in need of assistance. You try to get help from somebody later and they end up throwing it in your face because they have had intentions, the New York native said. You tell a girl your problem, whatever you're feeling, and blame, she get to arguing with you. She start arguing with you and she starts to throw it back in your face, the drill rapper added. After debating about hip-hop artists not only rapping about their trauma, but solutions, Styles P chime in to defend the genre. We don't give ourselves enough credit in hip-hop. We are the genre. We are here right now talking about mental health. When me and you was coming up, I'd be 49 in November. It was that niggas crazy and that's it. Yo, that MF for crazy. That niggas crazy. Everybody had an uncle that had mental health problems. All you said is that nigga crazy. And that's where it was. But now today we got a room full of people. We're talking about mental health and it's the hip hop genre, he said. That's interesting. And that's also true. What else? So you have to look at the bad things, but you have to look at the good things too and take that into consideration. But we're doing right now, I don't see rock and roll doing this right now. Yeah, I know I don't see jazz doing this right now. I don't see heavy metal. I don't see all these other genres that see us doing it. The Lost Group, remember, then talked about the understanding that it typically has to be a balance in everything, so the focus shouldn't be only songs and hip-hop that promote growth and healing. You got to focus on the positive. Say we're doing what we have to do because we are talking about mental therapy. And I don't think it's so much of a stigma. I really think it's just the fact that blank think about it. If yourselves, how many of your homeboys you actually tell your problems? So you're not even used to telling people you love what's going on with you because you so much in struggle. Of the ones who's chasing a dollar, the juices for life owner explains. So it's not just a stigma of you're not familiar with telling people you love how you feeling. You ain't gonna be just open book and running, talking to a stranger. Someone has to teach you that that's okay. And that's probably more safer, and you probably say more shit than you want to say because you're not worried about hurting nobody's feelings. He continues, so we're becoming an open book, and it's going to continue to keep growing because, as you say, I'm glad to be soon to be 49-year-old man looking at you, Dr. Rocker. A young black therapist, I appreciate that. That's one talking to all these people. So we, yeah, have a lot of work to do, but we already moving forward. So let's salute ourselves. Wow. That's very interesting. Yeah. Let's get into the comments of this article. One comment says, I hope everything turns out okay for them. They try so hard to contribute. Another user said its problems are no worse than any other man. Which I think very understanding comment from a commentator. He says the world is backward at times. The people who have been systemically put in disadvantage or called looking for a handout. If they ask for help in the meantime, if blacks were different from a group who experienced everything remotely closed, the world would be having a save them all contest. Society has done a great job of shaming the ones who continue to be disenfranchised and helping those in far lands at home. May God bless us all. Wow. What's my point of view? Black men have been disadvantaged of speaking out how they feel inside because that's what they've been raised. You know what I'm saying? Black men, if at least they're opening up, have they always been aware and opening up? They always have been. It's just that people are not able to sit and listen because everybody got their own opinions about before they even get a chance to fully explain themselves, they got something to say. So I think that as rappers, you know, like you said, other groups and different music genres, which we can see they need help too, like jazz, they be spilling the beans. And heavy metal with cocaine and drugs. As much as hip-hop talks about drugs, we got drugs and the rock and roll, heavy metal, techno, and every music form, there's some form of drugs they're talking about. And their songs or what they experienced during their concerts and dealing with women and drugs and fame. I mean, that's across the board. But, we have a problem. I'm glad they're opening up. I'm glad they're, just people. It's a shame that black people are finally noticing it, which I think, they haven't been saying it for nothing. This is what's been happening. You know what I'm saying? Especially when it comes to their, our uncles. Hey, that dude crazy. why is he crazy? You know, that man need mental help. You know what I'm saying? Instead of just him saying he crazy, like, no, that's, we need to find what's going on with him. So, but that's my two cents. And until next time, guys, be amazing.